Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24, the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." I am so glad that God did not leave the choosing of a helpmeet up to man. Man probably would have asked for another man. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because look at this sodomite society of today. God made man to work, and man was happy working. He could have been pleased with another coworker. And I'm just so glad that God made the creation of woman up to him. God made woman totally different from man. Not one thing about men and women are the same. God made man from the dust of the ground. God made woman from the bone of man. There is not one fiber in their bodies that are the same. You see, we don't always understand why God does this. If you could understand God, you would be greater than he. But he made us so different, and yet he wants us to be together. He wants us to cohabitate in the same home as husband and wife. You have to understand something. How can such something so opposite? Because men and women don't think similarly. They don't act similarly. And yet we're to work together to be complete. Let me illustrate it this way. The butterfly is a beautiful, dainty, fragile little creation. It floats about with the slightest of breezes, but it's strong enough to fly 2,000 or 3,000 miles every year for winter migration. They're so fragile that if you taped a small pebble to its wing, it would die. But yet, it can fly thousands of miles. It may be the most beautiful of all the insects, and yet the most fragile. Then you have the buffalo. It's a large, strong, ruthless beast. They average about 6 foot in height and weigh 1,800 pounds or more. They have the strength of 2 horses or 6 men. They have little or no beauty, and they eat or stomp on whatever comes in their way. They've got thick skin, a bad attitude, and roll in the dirt just for fun. They often just push and shove each other to see who's the strongest. I believe if you look at this, the butterfly and the buffalo, I think we could figure out which one is the man, which one's the woman. You guess. Why would God create such extreme differences and expect them to live closely together? Did you know that in the same fields that the buffalo stomp, the butterfly flutters? And God expects them to live together in cohabitation. God did not make it impossible. This truth applies to more than just marriage. But butterflies and buffaloes were created to live in the same fields. Now, it would be silly to expect a butterfly to have horns and long shaggy fur and weigh 1,800 pounds. It would also be silly to expect a buffalo to have pretty colorful wings and flutter around the fields. If we're not careful, we'll get caught up into this mentality of everybody has to think the same way. I call it mental homosexuality. Men expect a woman to think like a man, or a woman expects a man to think like a woman. And God made us differently so that we could balance one another out, so we could complete each other, not compete against one another. Let me give you a few thoughts here today. Number one, God saw man's need for a lady. I want you to notice, and the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him. Notice man wasn't looking. Adam never said, God, I'm lonely. We find nowhere in Scripture that says Adam was looking. And by the way, notice that the woman wasn't chasing. She wasn't even there. Man was busy doing God's will before he said he needed a woman. Men are happiest when they're busy. Men need hard labor, and men need work to be happy. And yet they also need a lady because of that labor. Man's passion to succeed is just as strong as the depression and failure, and it needs tempered by a lady. A woman's passion should be to be the one that sets the atmosphere for men to succeed, for her husband to succeed. According to 1 Timothy 5:14, it says the woman's work is to guide the house and keep evil away. In Titus 2:3 through 5, talks about the things that a lady should teach in the home. And we have to understand that her job and her role is to shape and to form not just her children, but her husband also. Number two, God made woman for the man. He did not make woman for the work. She was to be his treasure and his love. She was to be the total focus of all his work. She was not to be used as a doormat or a chew toy. Genesis 3:16, when she allowed her emotions to be guiding her, sin entered. You see, Adam was with her when she took of the forbidden fruit. Man failed to protect her. Eve allowed her feelings to make her decisions, so God said part of the curse was that she would need a man to rule over her. Number three, our relationship with God is pictured by our relationship between men and women. Ladies who do not trust men, do not feel comfortable around men, who don't trust any man because they're all bad, have a problem obeying God. Men who struggle to be tender with ladies struggle in their walk with God. Our relationship with members of the opposite sex requires us to go to God to be close. My relationship with my wife is a reflection of my walk with God. My relationship with the ladies in our church as church members and friends and people that I love here is a result of a walk with God. The world would be a dull place without both butterflies and buffaloes. Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Sing the news.